Today's scripture is probably one of the most well-known stories. It's in the Jewish, the Christian, the Muslim scriptures. It's a story we can all pretty much relate to in one way or another. If I remember correctly, I think every time I've ever used this scripture, it's been along the lines of having faith. Having the faith of David, no matter who we are. Enough faith to stand up to injustices, to not feel like you need the armor of the world. But have faith in God and let God walk with you and beside you. And all that makes for a lesson, and all those things are true, but there's something more in this story to me as I was reading it this week. It's interesting because in all reality, we all think of ourselves as Davids, don't we? We think of ourselves as the little guy in the world. We are not 6 cubits and a span, are we? Depending on who you talk to, 6 cubits and a span can be anywhere from 8 feet to 9.5 feet tall. You see, a cubit is the distance between your elbow and your finger, and a span is the distance between your thumb and your pinky. So, for me, that's 18 inches and 9 inches. So for me, I measure Goliath to be 9 feet, 8 inches tall. I don't know who measured him back then. But either way, Goliath was a large man. We call him a giant. To my knowledge, we don't have people that tall anymore. I went to the Guinness World Book of Records, and the tallest man alive today is 8 feet, 2.8 inches tall. So we really can't relate physically to Goliath, can we? David was a boy, so we relate to him. He was small. The giant was 2-4 times his size. But it's interesting to me, and I think you might all agree, that we don't think of ourselves as Goliath. Not because of our height, but generally we don't see ourselves as powerful, even sometimes when we are. We don't usually feel like, for lack of a better phrase, we don't feel like we have the power to deal with the higher-ups. In the context of this story, we see Goliath as evil, the bad guy. But in most cases, we spend our life trying to be Goliath, don't we? We feel like we're Davids, but we want to be Goliaths. Maybe we don't want to be evil, and maybe we don't want to hurt people and kill them and feed them to the wildlife. But don't we want to be the powerful one? Don't we spend a big part of our lives trying to obtain a certain level of success? What's the saying? He who dies with the most toys wins. Don't we want to build up ourselves and our lives and our homes and our importance so that we can be the Goliath of today, the most important of whatever we are? Goliath really believed he had reached the point in his life that no one could touch him. He thought, I can make this deal. You can send whoever you want up against me, and if they can kill me, well then we'll all follow you. But if they can't, you're all going to follow me. We get everything. And he never in his wildest imagination thought that there was anyone in that area that could get close enough to him to hurt him. He thought he was it. Imagine his surprise when this young kid, not even big enough to have on armor because it weighed more than he did. Imagine when he walks out to fight this man that's so much bigger than he is. I'm guessing he thought, well, they're just sending out this kid to sacrifice him. I'm really a little surprised that Goliath didn't turn around laughing and walk away. But David, who had this amazing faith in God, walks out with a slingshot and five smooth stones from the dry creek bed. And he knows that he's going to prevail. And he does. Do you ever wonder why smooth stones? I always thought a real rough, sharp rock would be the best tool. Just go right for the eyes. But he goes out with these five smooth stones, and he's able to do what no one else does. He defeats Goliath. Now, that's an amazing story, and one that changes David's life. But what begins to happen to David? While the rest of David's life isn't part of the scripture, it's worth thinking about. This begins David's journey to becoming a Goliath, a giant among men. Maybe not physically, but definitely in his world and honestly in his mind. David begins moving to a place of importance where he begins to think he is above everyone. He begins to believe he's powerful, that he can do whatever he desires, and because he's David, it's going to all be okay. He's the chosen one. He can have and do anything he wants. We see that with his reign as king. We see that with the story of Bathsheba. David eventually forgets what his childlike faith taught him. The David before Goliath recognizes his power comes from God. The David before Goliath recognizes that power doesn't come from earthly things, from size or money or having the most armor. Power comes from putting your faith in God. Power comes from believing that God walks with us into the very toughest of situations and gives us the tools necessary to deal with those situations. Something Goliath couldn't begin to understand. The David before Goliath also didn't allow Goliath to become his God. David didn't allow what the rest of the world found to be powerful and frightening. He didn't allow it to become powerful and frightening to him. In our world, especially today, we see powerful people who don't deserve to be powerful. They don't deserve to be powerful because they don't care about people. They don't take care of the less fortunate. We say, well, they're 6 cubits in a span, and I can't begin to compete with them. So I just need to let it be. And we step aside. And maybe we shake our heads, but we don't stand up and say, this is wrong. We say, well, I've got what I need. I'm taken care of, so I don't need to worry about it. Folks, let me tell you, I believe that there are some Goliaths out there right now. And while they're trying to do things in our world that are wrong, We know they're wrong. We see the pain that they're causing people. We see the way people are being treated. We see people all over this world who are living in fear because of war and because of hatred. And we say, well, they're awfully important people, and they say this is what we need. And I can't stand up to them anyway. And evil is growing in our world. People are being treated wrong. People are living in fear. And Goliath is standing over us, and no one is willing to set aside all the armor that the world uses to protect themselves and to say, God, here I am. Use me. We're not willing to walk out in front of people who are almost twice our size and say, this is wrong, and you're not going to do it anymore. Not only are we worried about our own lives, we're worried about our own ability to continue building towards our own place of power. Another interesting thing about this story for me, and it's part of the scripture that was left out of the lectionary, but when David comes, his brothers see him, and their reaction to David is somewhat different. They get mad at him for coming and get mad at him for wanting to take on this battle. They don't seem to be worried about David. They don't say, David, he's going to kill you. But they say, David, you're just trying to be important, and you're just trying to be at this event. We don't hear the brother saying, no, David, don't do this. We hear them saying, why did you leave the sheep? Who's taking care of our sheep? They say, this is none of your concern. Quit trying to be included. How often do we criticize people who are trying to do what's right, who are trying to stand up to the giants in the world, but instead of offering encouragement and support, we accuse them? Saul had his doubts about David, but he saw something in David. He was willing to stand behind David and let him step in front of Goliath. He did everything he could. He gave him armor. He tried to prepare him. And sure, David appeared to be Saul's only hope, but he allowed him to step out there. And he greatly rewarded David for his faith and his courage. We live in an important time. I know we all recognize that, and for each one of us, that means something very different. I believe we live in a day when we must decide, are we going to be a Goliath? Is that what we want for ourselves? Or are we going to be a David? Are we going to lay down the armor that's been hiding us, that's been preventing us from being able to move? And are we going to step up with our five smooth stones and let God use us to do what God wants to see happen in this world? Will we seek peace and justice and love in this world? It's up to us.